the concert that I often have, and I imagine many people have this kasha. Probably everybody here had this kasha once, maybe more than once. And lately I found the Medrash. I think the Medrash really discusses this question. And the Medrash gives us the answer to this question. There's a Medrash in Devarim, Parasha Ches, Ois Gimel. The Medrash says as well, HaTipish HaZeh Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesset. The Tipish comes into Beis Medrash, for Raya Oisim Oiskim HaTayim. He sees everybody learning Torah, everybody's growing in Torah. Bu'oim Alehem Heich Odom Loimid Torah. He asked the question that I think many of us ask, probably all of us ask, how is a person supposed to matzliach in limud haTorah? How is a person supposed to go up the milas haTorah? Is there anybody here that never thought of this question? The derech aliyah, the yisayid of atzlacha. And it's a very good question. Chazal fi elef michnas echad yaitza. One out of a thousand are zaychet to aliyah haTorah. And this is the question he's asking. There's so much to learn. Heich adam loimid haTorah. Zav the Medrash, and Dashan the Apostle, and Mishlei, Oimim Lai, very simple, the answer to your question. Chila, Kair of Megillah. First learn Megillah, which from the Farshim types is Aleph Beis. We're talking about Vaisreis, a beginner. First learn Aleph Beis. Vachagach, the Sefer, learn Chumish. Vachagach, the Nevi'im, learn the Nevi'im. Vachagach, Ksuvim. A whole settle. You hear a whole settle? Kair and Nevi'im, Ksuvim. For many people, finishing Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is an avodah for a long, long, long time. So far, already he's giving us a big job. But we're not finished. Keshugayim es ha-mikra, when you finished Gan Tanach, Shein es ha-Talmud, learn Shas, V'achagach Balachos, learn Halachos, V'achagach Bagodosim, Chazal, Medrashim. Something's missing here. The person wants to know, how do you learn Kol HaTorah Kula? And we tell him, no problem, this, and afterwards that, v'achakach this, v'achakach this. Just learning Tanakh is an avodah. Learning Shas, do I have to tell you what it is to learn Shas? Chazal, the Chavetz Chaim Taitz of the Pasuk, Ruka Me'eretz Midah. The Torah is so great that even to measure the Torah, there's no measure stick to measure the Torah. And this person is asking a question, how do you do it? And we tell him, no problem, learn this, and afterwards that, and afterwards this. Dr. Medrash, this person says, Kivan Shayma Lakach, I'm a believer, I'm a lemmikos, how could I learn the whole Torah? How could I do this? Aruka mi eretz miza. So what does he do? V'chayzim in hashar. He leaves the Beis Medrash. He has a kasha, the teretz didn't satisfy him, and he leaves. And the Medrash says, there's a big pain on this person. The Medrash calls him a tippish. The Medrash is pleiadic. It's an endless list of things to finish. The Chazanish spent weeks on one Mishnah. And he's asking, he doesn't know Aleph Beis Vaistachais. He tells him, no problem. First do Aleph Beis, then do Chumash, then do Tanakh, then do Gemara, Halacha. It sounds like it's on Chum and Tohevel. He has a question and he's not answered, not being answered. What's the answer to this question? How could a person learn Kol HaTorah Kula if he doesn't even begin? But the Medrash goes vayit, and the Medrash says a muscle. Somebody sees a piece of bread hanging. Same Medrash. So the Tipish says, it's too high, I can't reach it. But the Chacham realizes who hung up the bread? Someone. So probably I could reach it. And this is the tine on this Tipish. You could take out a piece of bread, so you could finish Kol HaTorah Kula. He's asking a question, how to finish Kol HaTorah Kula, and we give him a muscle with a piece of bread. Taking out a piece of bread that's hanging is quite easy. Finishing Tanakh is in itself a lifetime. Tanakh, Gemara, Halacha, Agada. But the Medrash goes weiter. And the Medrash says that he's not just a tippish, but the Eibishter Kav Yochel has a starker tain on him. The Pasuk says in the Tzavim, Loi Niflesi Hi Mimcha. So the Medrash in this, the end of this Medrash in Nitzavim, says it's going on this tippish. You look at the Torah, you think you can't do it. Line the flacy. It's not out of reach. It's not removed from you. It's not moved from you. You think it is? You think it's too hard to learn Aleph Beis and Mishnah and Chumash and Tanakh and Mishnayis and Gemara and Agadah? You think it's too hard? You think it's Miflesi? Mimcha, it's your fault. Mimcha, it's your fault. Azoy Tirta is the Medrash. You hear what the Medrash is saying? You have to learn Chumash, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, Agadah. And if you don't do it, if you can't do it, if you think it's too hard, you're a tippish. And Nachar Gediyevish, there has a pasuk in the Torah speaking to you. You think it's Neflesi, Mimcha, it's your fault. It's your soul. Is it really so easy? Is he really a tippish with this question? Is he really going to the marshal of the kicker? And is it really in the flaky because of him? What's the Medrash saying? The kasha is a kasha where you all have heich adam loy mitayra. But what's the terrors to this? The answer, Rabbi Yisrael, to this Medrash is the answer we all need. Heich adam loy mitayra. What's the Medrash saying? So I want to tell you, Be'ez Hashem, what I think the Medrash is telling us. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perikei Halacha Beis, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam speaks about the Inyan of Bechira. And the Rambam says, every person could change. No matter what he is, no matter how deep he fell, every person could change. And the Rambam says, it's not emes what the Tipshei Umas HaOilam say, that the Tipshi Umas HaOilam say a person... It's not emes what the Tipshi Umas HaOilam say, that a person cannot change. So it's not emes. Every person could change. And the Rambam fears ois. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. El kol Adam, every person, he's talking to you and you and you, every single person here, kol Adam, Dr. Rambam, could change. But he doesn't just say change. He's talking to kol Adam. Imagine the Rambam is talking to you right now. Royu liyos tzaddik, he could be a tzaddik. But not some tzaddik, tzaddik of the Rambam k'moshe Rabbeinu. You hear what the Rambam is saying? Every person here, every person in this world, could not only be a tzaddik, he could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam is Rav Sinigra. Every person could be a tzaddik. Shayna Chiddush. No, we'll be Kabbal that Chiddush. Why not? But every person could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Could any person be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Can any person reach the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu? Isn't that one of the sages of our Muna? Like, come, be Yisrael, Kemoshe Oid. And Halacha state, Yerodeya, Nerish Mein Beis, Sivchav, it's also to say you like Moshe Rabbeinu, as they state in Yerodeya. And the Rambam is saying that not only some people, but every person called Adam could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Merab Sinigra, are you talking every person could be like Moshe? So he once said, Bez Hashem, that I think the Makkah, this Rambam, this Gemara in Brachas, Tafsa, Machalaf, Mein Beis, the Gemara has a lashon. If you have a note, the lashon. Afilu yesh biyadei tayru umaisim tayvim kimoisha. As I state the Gemara. So the Makkah the Rambam has from is this Gemara brach. But what's shot? What's shot that every person called Adam could be like Moshe Rabbeinu? It's an ishtefash thing. But I think the Rambam is telling us an important yisrael, which I think will help us understand this Medrash. There's a story that many people might have heard, but recently I found the story has a makor neman ma'oid. Rabbi Yochim in the Das Torah and Pasha Shalach quotes this exact story from a Sefer Mishnas Chachamim written by Maram Chagiz, one of the earliest Achrayim, one of the Mekubalim, the Talmid Arizal. And he says this story. In the times of Arizal, there was an Ish Pashit, a very simple person. And as you'll soon see, he was really Pashit. He was Pashit mit Allah Hidurim. He once heard the Rav darshaning about the Lechem Haponim that the Klai Yisrael did in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Rav said, Leider, today we have no Beis Hamikdash, we can't do it. And the Eibishter is missing Kaviyach on the Lechem Haponim. So this Ish Pashit, who obviously was very Pashit, he decided to, the Eibishter is a tzar. He took two challahs, Erev Shabbos, went to the shul. He put them into the Aron Kodesh. surprisingly enough, he came back Motzei Shabbos. The challahs were gone. And he was very tzitzis. He was very happy with his accomplishment. The Eibishter had no nachas, and he restored the Eibishter's nachas. And this went on for the longest time. One Erev Shabbos, the Rav comes into the shul. And the Rav sees he's putting challahs in the Aron Kodesh. So the Rav says, what are you doing? Why are you putting challahs in the Aron Kodesh? So the person says, you spoke about Lechem Apanim, I solved the problem. I put this every Erev Shabbos, and I come back Motzei Shabbos, it's never there. Not one Motzei Shabbos did I come back and it was still there. The Rav at the Shtanin Azach and says, can't be making a mistake. But I'm telling you, it's never there. So the Rav told him, you know what, watch this. Sit in the back, be quiet, watch what happens. A few moments later, the Shamash walks into the shul, opens the Aron Kodesh, takes out the two challahs, and goes home. The Rav says, you see? Pusuk Fanarish. You put it in Erev Shabbos, the Shamash found it the first week, he came back the next week, and sure enough, this has been going on for months and months. This is the end of the story. State in this Mishnah Chacham that they came to the Cholim, to the Ari HaKadosh, Arizal, and Arizal said, and I'm reading the Lashon of Yerucham and Parashat Shlach, which is really the Mishnah Chacham of Maram Chagiz. Ki me'eis hifsik ha'ish ma'alaniach es ha'lechem ha'ponim. When this person stopped because he realized what was happening, he realized that only the Shamash was eating it. Ha'idayzeh nitla me'akadosh baruch hu nachas ruach hachigodol shehoyeloi. The greatest nachas ruach that the Eibishter had, mimais ezeh ha'ish, now listen to this, shehloi hoyeloi, that the Eibish didn't have kazois me'eis churban HaMikdash. If you hear this in Pecha, you say, yeah, it's a nice story. Thus states in Mishnah Chachamim, B'Shem, Mayim Chagiz wrote it, B'Shem Darizal. The Eibishter never had an Achas Ruach like he had from these two challahs. Kulei Pella. Medaf Oplen Hazah Maisa, the Maisa states from Arizal, what shot? When Hazah Amaratzis, that the Eibush to eat your lechem upon him, the Eibush to had a nachas that he never had since the Churban Habayis. Doesn't make sense. It's Amaratzis, right? But this mice is teaching us the Gevaldik in Musa Haskell. This person, apparently, for some reason, never learned, never could have learned. He never had Yecholus to learn. And this person was doing all he could. This person didn't know better, couldn't know better, and he was trying b'chol kai chaysav to give the Eibush to nachas. And the Emes says, you're right. For the Rav, it was Amaratzis. For me and you, it's Amaratzis, it's Baal Tashchis. But this person was doing kefi kai chay. He never knew better, he never learned better, and he was trying to give the Eibush to nachas, and he was doing as much as he could. This was the Eibishter's nachas. The Eibishter never had such a nachas. A yid trying with all his might. It might sound strange, but I think it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah of its Perek Beis, Lo yalecha hamalacha ligmur. You know what the Mishnah sounds like? It's saying, don't worry, sit back, relax, take it easy. You don't have to finish. What's the Mishnah saying? But then the Mishnah goes weiter. It sounds like it's going in the opposite direction. Take it easy. And then the next words is, what's shot in the Mishnah? And what's the Hemshech? And doesn't it sound like a stira? So I saw Rabbeinu Yonah Fanaritz in his Pirush HaNavos to the Lichtig of Shat. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, that a person should not think, Eineni Rachev Leiv, I don't have the best kishon, I don't have the best zikaron. I'm never going to finish anyhow. I'm going to learn and learn and learn, but I'll never finish. Uma Yisren Ba'omel. What do I gain from all this harvanya? I'll never make it anyhow. Uma Oyel B'Yigiyasi. And what am I going to gain? What am I going to do with all my Yigiyah? I know my Kaychis, and he's not fooling himself. He knows he's on the bottom of the list, the bottom of the class, and he knows he'll never make it. Zokta Mishnah, Shoy Alecha Legoimra. You don't have to finish that. You don't have to finish. Loy Alecha Hamlacha Ligmar. Ela Echa, Ela Acha, Shebetoya Ata Omel. Vival, you're harving with all your kaiches, Kayamta Mitzvahs Bayrecha. Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, is telling us this yesoid. You can't make it. You're not going to be Matzliach. You're not going to be a Gadol Hadar. You don't have to be. You have to use out your kaiches. And if you're using out your kaiches, kayamta mitzvah bayrecha. You know what mitzvah bayrecha is? Using your kaiches. If someone could be an amoritz, like that amoritz, but if he was trying with all his kaiches, that's kayamta mitzvah bayrecha. That's loy alecha hamalacha ligmar. But this is a sakana. Because if somebody will think, loy alecha hamalacha ligmar, I don't have to really finish anyhow. So what's the difference? Anyhow, I'll try. Zok the Mishnah no, chas v'sholem. V'lo yata ben choyren, zok the ben yoyne vayta. Sh'lei toyma hoyol ve'eni chayev ligma samalacha. Sa'ivi I'm not going to finish. Sa'ivi I don't have to finish. Because lo yalecha malacha ligmar. So lo yatsayas at me. I'm not going to push myself. I'm not going to work hard. Ele elmoy v'chol yoyim sh'achas. I'll be kevei yitim. I'll learn the daf. I'll chazi the daf. I can't finish anyhow, I can't stand battle, but I'll do a little bit, Chas v'shalom zok de Mishnah, loy kein adava. It's not enough. Ein echanami le'alecha amlocha ligmar. Or remember, ki eved koni ata aleha. You are an eved koni to the Eibishter, lahagois bo yoimam v'loyla. I think that Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us this yesoid. A person, not everybody could finish what they want. Not everybody has the best kitchen. Lo yalecha hamalacha ligmar. But at the same time, you have one chiyuv. Every yid has one obligation. Every bacha has one and only one obligation. To nutz ois his kaiches. To try as much as he can. To steig as much as he can. You can't be Yenim, you can't be a Kivega. But you could be yourself. And this goes l'kula and l'chumra. A person who has a shvacha kishen, and he looks around with reality, and he's not fooling himself, and he sees he only has limited potential. And he'll never be a kiveg, he'll never be a vilna goyim. You know something? The Mishnah is telling you the Eibishter doesn't want you to be a vilna goyim. The Eibishter doesn't expect you to be a kiveg. Lo yalecha hamlocha ligmar. You don't have to finish. You have to do your kaiches. But then again, you might have a different bacha, or a different younger man. He's the star kalamdin, he's the rizig about kishin, and he throws chedushin kalach yad, and he's way on top of the rest of the bachim, and he's a mutzlach, he's gewaldig. Zog the mishnah to him, v'lo yata ben chayrin, the yibatul menu. You think being on the top is enough? You think because you're better than the rest it's enough? You're making a mistake. Lo yata ben chayrin, your chiyiv is like everyone else's chiyiv. Because everyone's chiyuv is the same, to nutza is their koyach. Your chiyuv is the same like your friend's chiyuv. It's both to nutza is your koyachis. And you could have the shvachas balkishin, who's a much bigger mutzlach than the big balkishin. Because he's trying kefi koyachisav, and he's not. I, the merchak in hatzlacha, seems to be so different. This machzish tois. If each person is trying kefi koyachai, that's what the Eibishter wants. I found Bez Hashem in the Sefer Or Zeruah, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Halacha Sefer, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Ois Vav, he says the following lashon: Adam shetayach b'tayra kol ma shayachal b'tayach. A person who tries as much as he could, af al pi shalai also biyad the eladav hamuts. He tried and tried and tried. But he only finished Gemara and Rashi, maybe Tosfos, but that's it, no more. No Chaburis, no Chedushim, no Svarim. He never gave a shir, but he tried. Zokt the Or Zeruah, who's the Rebbe of Maram Rutenberg, Noisman loy ka'oisei shetarach ka'moisei va'olav yaday harbe. He will get the same schar as the Sharfa Lamdin and the Sharfa Balkishin. Aye, the results were so different. Aye, one had gewaldige payers and one like it didn't. Lefum Tzara Aga. What a lichtige yesoid. The Eibishter doesn't want you to be someone else. The Eibishter wants you to be yourself. We have one thing we have to do on this world to fulfill our potential, to do kefi your kaychik. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph Sifkat Mehei, he writes, V'chein inyan Talmud Torah, ha'inyan kol tali lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, im oisa kol ma asher v'kaychei lasei. This is the Siman Aleph in Hilchus Talmud Torah, Abay say. This is the first Siman to know that the Eibishter wants you to be your kaychus. And it's fakert also. If someone has stark your kaychus, and he's taka better than the rest, but he's not nutzing it off, he's not a mutzvah. The Madit in the Sefer Beis HaLekim and Agdoma writes very stark about this. Then in Shemayim, they're not going to give credit to what you accomplish. They're going to give credit if you taka mutzvah your kaychus. And the emissaries, let me tell you, you look around in the Olam HaYeshivas and you see so often Nefila, Rifyoin. Today in America, they call it burnt out. You know what it all comes from? You know what any Shvachkeit and Limudat Torah comes from? Because people don't know this Yisoid. Torah Zach Mesuke Midvash. Torah Zach, the Zista Zach in the Welt. So how could a person not have a Taman Torah? I'll tell you why. Because a person is only a person. And people are motivated by Hatzlacha. And if a person thinks he's not being Matzliach, he can't go weiter. I once had the Bacha came to my house once. Very tzibrach, and he wanted to talk to me. I knew the Bacha. I knew what was his problem before he even came. But I wanted he should understand it. I asked him, what's bothering you? What's on your mind? Oh, it's terrible. I can't go weiter. I said, but what do you mean? He says, I'm not being Matzliach. Who told you? I know I'm not. I said, but who told you? Tell me. So then he told me what I knew he was going to tell me. Because all his brothers sit in Lakewood and write Chedushei Torah and write Givcha Buris, and he's trying, but he can't even begin to come close to them. I told him that's your mistake. You don't know what your Hatzlach is. You don't know that if you are trying with all your Kaychus, then you're the same Mutzlach as they are. And the famous story that the Rebbe of Zisha said, they're not going to mourn me why I wasn't Avram Avinu. They're going to mourn me why I wasn't Zisha. And this is the mistake so many people make. You look at someone else, you look at this gadol, and you look at this bach in the class, or this person, and you start thinking, they were all matzliach, they all had the kaychus, but not me. What is hatzlacha? I'm sure the Chatzal Kivach used to say, very beautiful lashon, abisalahecha. A person has to always be going higher. Abisalahecha. To jump too high, we're not all be kaychus. Abisalahecha. Nacha blat gemara, nacha taisis, nacha b'kivega. As long as you're going high, as long as you're nutzing guys your kaychus, as long as you're using your potential, that's hatzlacha. And I once added the zemesis of the Medrash and Mishlei, the Chavetz Chaim in the Shmir Saloshin in Shara Tayrit, Tarek Zayin quotes the Medrash, Lassid Lovai, the Abish is not going to mourn us, why didn't we learn Maisim Makava? The Abish is going to take each person and say, you learned Chumash, why don't you do Mishnah? You learned Mishnayis, so why don't you do Tanakh? You learned Tanakh, why don't you do Gemara? You learned Gemara, how about a little Agadah? You learned Agadah? And what's with a little halacha? What the Medrash and Mishlei is telling us, the Avis is going to mourn us, why couldn't you go Abisalahecha? Why couldn't you go the next Madrega? They're not going to ask you for Yanu's Madrega or this Madrega. They're going to ask, why didn't you go with your Kaychus? That's godless. Godless is nothing against your Kaychus. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's godless? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Hatzlacha? So you're all thinking, so felt like what Moshe's Hatzlacha was. Moshe spoke to the Shechina Pe'al Peh. Moshe gave the Klai Yisrael the Torah. Moshe was stayed in Shemayim. Wasn't that Moshe's godless? The deity, that was not Moshe's godless. All of this was fine and boiled, but that wasn't Moshe's godless. Do you know how I know? I'll tell you. Because if Moshe, who spoke to the Shechina and gave the Torah and was in Shemayim, and Moshe, the grace of Moshe, if he could have done a little more, if he could have done one more thing, one more maila, one more madrega, and he didn't do it, they would mourn him in Shemayim, because he didn't fulfill his potential. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's godless? Not the Torah, and not Shemayim, and not Pel Pel the Shechina. Moshe's godless was that he fulfilled his potential. The Daiti is a shot in the Rambam. Nobody but nobody could be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Pashit. Nobody could ever be Masig's Moshe's Madregas. But in one aspect, every person could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is what's called Hatzlacha. Moshe's Hatzlacha was, like the Arzarua said, he fulfilled his potential. That was his Hatzlacha. Lemaisa, his Hatzlachas were Oyim V'Noira. And that's why Kam Yisrael to Moshe Oyd. But Moshe's Hatzlacha was that Moshe misplaced his Kayfet. Zokter Rambam, every person in that respect could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. If a person with a Shvacha Kishrin and a Shvacha Zikaron is learning with all his Kaychais, and he's a ninth grader or a tenth grader, and he barely knows the Taisis, but he breaks his head on the Taisis, and he's learning B'kol Kaychai, Zokter Rambam, that's a Moshe Rabbeinu. If he's not fooling himself, if he's not narring himself up, and he's putting in all his Kaychais, then that's Hatzlacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this I was zeicher to say a number of years ago. There was a bachur afterwards, he showed me in the Kovetz Ha'aretz from Rabbi Chanan Zichrono Livracha. In the Biuri Agadis, in the end of Siman Zayin, he says Kemat this Mahalach. But he says it so stark. I'll read you the lashon. He says if a person lives Alfei Alafim Shana, he'll never be a Moshe Rabbeinu. But Ava B'Shvil Zeh, Rabbi Chanan, Nigra Klum Me Erekah Shel Adam HaPashet. If a person tries with all his kaychas, he's not going to lose from what Moshe Rabbeinu has. Hatzlacha is nutzing ois your kaychas. And I think this is the pshat in the Medrash. The kasha is a gewaltige kasha. The kasha is an excellent kasha. Eich adam loy mitayra. What a tzarechi in gadol. What a kushi atzuma. There's so much in Torah. Aruka me eretz mida. How could you learn Tanakh and Mishnayis and Gemara and Halacha and Agada? It's an excellent question. Is every person mechuyev to learn it all? I don't think so. Look in the Medrash. The Medrash does not say that you have to learn this. The Medrash adds the Daiti one key word. One word that's really the yisoid of Hatzlacha. Achakach. Look in the Medrash. Learn Aleph Beis, v'achakach this. Do that, v'achakach this. The Medrash is telling us, like the Medrash in Mishlei, the same yisoid, abisalehecha. Some people will be zoichet to finish Kol HaTorah Kula, ashreichem v'toyiv lachem. But not everybody. Lo yalecha hamlocha ligmar. You have to be achakach. You have to go abisalehecha. Lo yalecha hamlocha ligmar. But at the same time, you must do all your kaychas. You must try as much as you could do. If you're going to try as much as you can, you could even reach a Moshe Rabbeinu in that sense. The emphasis is to be a Moshe Rabbeinu in that, in a real sense, to be a Kivega, to be a Vilna Goyim, is l'fleisa he from each one of us. It's impossible. To be your Chava might also be impossible. But to be yourself? Is it hard to be yourself? Is it hard to fulfill your potential? This is what the Medrash fears is. Loi neflesi hi. Mimcha. It's your fault. Why are you looking at others? Why are you having yiyush? If you're trying with all your kaychas, that's the Eibishter's real schayda. Because that's what Hatzlacha is. Like the Arzarua says, Hatzlacha by each person is different. And even Hamamit, if he tries, he is the mutzlach. If there is a thing as the biggest makkah in Limud HaTorah, the biggest mafsid in Limud HaTorah, it's because people don't know this idea. I once saw a very frightening medrash. But the medrash we have to take with us, this yisoid, take with us now when we're holding at the end of a zman, Take with us to Yeshiva for the newsman, and take with you for Gantz Leben. And take with you for Gantz Leben. The Medrash in Pirkei Avos Lezer, Perek Lamed Daled. The Pasuk in Kisei discusses the Issa of Baal Pasuk, the Issa of cutting down a tree. Zok the Medrash in Pirkei Avos Lezer, B'sha Asher Karsin Etze Ilan, when a person is over and cuts down a tree, which that tree produces peiris, hakoyel yoitza misoifa oilam vatsoifa. The gestrei, the gevein of kaviyachol, of shemayim, it's such a terrible gestrei. It goes misoifa oilam vatsoifa. It vibrates around the whole world. Soifa oilam vatsoifa. Why such a gestrei? Why such a gevein? My rash, if you cut down a tree, because a tree is oisapeiri. A tree has potential. You cut down a tree, wasted potential. Wasted your chaylis. I look at this medrash, whenever I see it, chapman atzita. When there's wasted potential, when there's wasted your chaylis, it's a geshrei misoifa oilam vatsoifai. And that's why a tree, Rabbi say. What's with a wasted person? What's with a wasted Ben Torah? Is there a bigger Oysa Peri than a Ben Yeshiva? Is there a bigger Ben Aliyah than a Ben Torah? I think was putach in Shemayim when a person wastes his potential. When a person wastes his Koiches. How loud that Kishrei is. In Shemayim, if they see Elef Nichnas Echad Yoisa, could you imagine how loud that Gishrei is? If a tree, there's such a Gishrei, because it's Oisa Peri, there was so much Yechailas, and you wasted it. How about a Gishrei? How about a waste of a Ben Torah? I think we all understand this. We all understand the biggest Aveira, the biggest Baal Paschas is when a Bacha is not learning. But why does it happen so often? Why is there a metzias of so much nesila? And sometimes we see it even nacherga. There's someone who's learning basmada, becheshik, and he's really trying, and then one day you see he's not matzliach. He stops, he can't go weiter. Sometimes a bacha starts a newsman, the summer's man, with a mardik becheshik, the mardik yiratzin, and it comes the end of his man, the end of a limud. And it's shvach. Can you imagine the Gishrei in Shemayim? Wasted koiches. Oysa Peri had so much yecholes. Why is that? Why do we see so much wasted koiches? Because people have this question. Heich Adam Leim Metayer. It's so much, it's so big. Look at him, look at that Lamzin. He's so ahead of me and he's doing so much more than me. And look at Svarim and everything there is. And I have no shaykhis. And then he starts thinking, you know, I tried and I tried, but it doesn't go. It's not for me. I really tried, and he really did try. He learned basmada. But the kasha bothers him, heich adam leim metayra. And sometimes he has bi'oit kasha. Something else bothers him. Rav Moshe, when he was your age, he finished us. Rav Yaakov, when he was your age, he finished us. Rav Kiveig, when he was younger than he finished us. And you? You stick garnish? What would be how to develop a big kasha? Heich adam leim metayra. Well, sometimes he doesn't look at Rav Moshe. He looks at his chava Moshe. He doesn't look at Rav Yaakov. He looks at his chava Yaakov. Look what Moshe is doing. Look what Yaakov is doing. And only me, I'm not getting places. Heich adam leim metayra. Yes, the kasha we all have. I'm not getting places. I'm not accomplishing. I'm not being matzliach. It's a good kasha. But you know what the teretz is? You know what the yisrael is? It's this medrash. Lo'in afleisi. Don't forget, it's not out of your reach. It's not out of your control. It's your fault. If you would realize that your hatzlacha is using your kaiches, because lo yalecha hamalacha ligmar. Because if you try with your kaiches and your kishreinus, that is the mutzach. That's the Eibush's real nachas. The emesis, And I understand such people. They look around. We're not getting places. And it's true. Because in the class of 30, he's on the bottom. But let me tell you, a marvel dikei gemara. A gemara in Sochim Daf Nun, it's also in Bava Basra. Gemara tells a frightening story. Rabbi Yosef ben Yeshua ben Levi Chola, she got sick, the isnagid. Rashi tells us he kamat died, or he died. Kihoda, somehow he was zeichet to come back to this world. Amalei Avua, his father asked him, you were just in the Yoylam Emes. You saw was putzach in the Yoylam Emes. Tell me, what's going on there? My chazisa, what did you see in the Yoylam Emes? Amalei, so he told him, after being tak in the Yoylam Emes, listen to a sprach. Yoylam hafach ha'isi. In the Yoylam Emes, not in the Yoylam Hashek, in the Yoylam Emes, where everything is Emes, I saw a mixed up world. El Yoynim Lamata. The people on top or on the bottom. V'tachtoinim lamayla. I'm confused, Tata. It's all confused up there. The Olam HaEmes seems to me the Olam HaSheker. The Yoynim Lamata, v'tachtoinim lamayla. I don't know how to understand this. Zav Zigimara's father says, no, no, no. You did see, right? You did see the Olam HaEmes. Oy, did you see the Olam HaEmes? So the father says, nein. Don't think Olam Hafech. Amalei b'ni oylam bari isi. You saw the way it is. Upshat. Here it's al yoinim, there it's tachtoinim. I once saw from the stipler, and lessons in the Sefer Chazon Yechezkel Amsachim said the exact same shot. And let me tell you the mashal of the stipler. So this time you can have a balabas, who never, he was in Zeicha to stay in Kaisla Yeshiva, he couldn't, for whatever reason. He goes out and he gets a job. At night, he's a hamatata, he comes home, he learns an hour or two, he goes to the shir, he falls asleep. On this welt, you know what he is by us? He's a garnish. Come as a lance. He learns the daf and easy come, easy go, right? What does he know? Did he say one chiddush, one chabura? Did he write a sefer? Yeah. By us, he's a tachtoinim. Zok the stipler, this gemara is telling you, you're living in the Olam Hafach. Because in the Olam HaEmes, tachtoinim, what by you is tachtoinim, in the Olam HaEmes is l'mayla. You know why? Because he's using all his kaiches. He's trying with all his kaiches, with all his time. In the Yenevelt, in the Olam HaEmes, he's l'mayla. And let me add, this is not a guzma. We showed from the Urzaruah, from the Rambam, this is the Metzias. Nutzing all your kaiches in Yenevelt is Hatzlacha. And then Zof the stipler, I'm afraid to say it, but I'll say it anyhow. And then you have the Ben Yeshiva, the Ben Torah. Or Zof the stipler, maybe he's even a Marbet Torah. And maybe he even a Chabot Svarim. And he learns the whole day. Or better yet, he learns most of the day. I mean, you know, he's like a battle here and there. He smoothes. He does other things, but he learns most of the day. And this felt, he's a goyim. He's a Rashke Bahag. He's a Chorif. He's an Eisenkopf. In this world, he's the Spitz Lamdin. That's in the Olam Hafach. But in the Olam Bara, the El Yoinim is Lamata. Because he's not using his Kaiches. He's not fulfilling his potential. And this is our problem. Because we're living in the Olam Hafach. We don't see that if someone tries with all his Kaiches, he is Spitz Godless, he is Spitz Hatzlacha. And you know what the price we pay for that? The result of this Toyus is wasted talent. Whether it is about Kishrin Otzim that relies on his Kishrin and doesn't fulfill his potential, that's wasted talent. And then the Geshrei Amaftirchu is Nisoifa Olam V'Yatsoifoi. So much I gave you. So much kaiches you had, and you wasted it. You were mistapik b'muit. So much wasted talent. You takawara lamdin, but in Yenevel v'yulamata. You could have learned more, you could have studied more. What you're better than the next is nothing, it's meaningless. Wasted talent. Because we don't know what Hatzlacha is. And sometimes it's punktfakir, the shvacha balkishin, who's trying with all his kaiches. And he wakes up and he sees the reality. He sees he's Lamata. He's on the bottom of the class. And then what happens? Yiyus. What could I do? I'm oinis. Oinis achamon apache. And again, it's the same yisoid. Again, it's wasted talent because he doesn't know the yisoid of hatzlacha. He doesn't know that hatzlacha, lekula, all the chumra, is nutzing ois yokaychus. Every person, especially Bnei Torah, want kinyan Torah, want to be zaycha to be kaina Torah. What's the answer to that question? How is a person zaycha to kinyan Torah? We don't have to look too far. There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos, Vatayra Nikmas, tells us what is kinyan Torah. And the Mishnah starts off with the most obvious of all, which people like they don't always know. The Ikka of kinyan Torah is of the Mishnah Talmud. When we're learning, a person has to have a smada, yegiya. The aleph of any hatzlacha is Talmud. Kinyan Torah and hatzlacha are inseparable. That's clear. But then the Mishnah adds something very, very mysterious. Zav the Mishnah, one of the other kinyanim a little later on, is Sameach b'chelkoi. So Pashit, I guess we understand. I guess it means you have to be, you can't want gashmias, you can't want to have three cars or a fancy home. Whatever you have, you're happy. I once heard from Rebbe Zangizun, and he said, lady found it in this Fasemis, that the pshat in the Mishnah is not going on gashmias. Sameach b'chelkoi is going on Nimur HaTorah. Zoktis Vasemes Sameach B'mashach Hanenu Hashem. He's happy with what the Eishu gave him. Hagam ki kina soifim tar b'chachma. B'maitza kina soifim is a grace of that. Mikomakim b'chelik shaloi yesh lay l'smoyach. And now you touch. So please dike touch. Sameach b'chelko in Ruchnius. You look in the Nefesh, the Ruach Chayim from Chayim V'lozhin on the Mishnah. Kamat the same word. Sameach b'chelkoi means in Ruchnius, in Limud HaTorah. When I heard this, it was Menachem Senegra. Sameach b'chelkoi in Ruchnius? Isn't Sheifa the Aleph of Hatzlacha? Isn't Big Goal the Aleph of Hatzlacha? Doesn't a person have to always want more? Isn't the biggest mafsid Mistapik b'mu'ud in Ruchnius? And what's shot? Sameach b'chelkoi is a Kinyan Torah, to be happy with what you have. But then as I got older, and I spent more time in yeshiva, I realized how emes la'amitai, how much chachma lived in this verse, Sameach b'chelkoi. Because the emes is, and this is clear, without she'ifa, no one's much there. Without a goal, without a person striving for the greatest, he'll never get places. But this bracha of she'ifa is an aliyah v'kaisva, is a ma'ila with the chasarim. A person learns with big she'ifa and it doesn't go without she'ifa. And what happens a year later, or 2 years later, or 5 years later, or 10 years later, or even 20 years later? He wakes up and he realizes he's going no place. I'm in Kol, I'm in yeshiva. What am I? People look at me. I go out in the streets, I look in the signs, I don't see my name. I look in the newspapers, I'm not any place. I'm not even on the map. I didn't write a sefer. I don't give a shir. I'm just learning and learning and learning. And where's my hatzlacha? What about all these schmoozing about learning and hatzlacha and learning and hatzlacha? Where's my hatzlacha? And he's not fooling himself. He's learning b'chol kai chai, but he doesn't see hatzlacha. And what happens when a person thinks this way? He knows what happens. We know when it happens. This is yish. Or worse yet. In yeshiva, I've seen this over and over again, and although it's not a gay right now, but you have to know this. You could have Bnei Torah, Bnei Aliyah, Sharfa Lomdim, Shvitz Lomdim, they have a cheshik in learning, but then what happens? They go out into the world. They can't stay in learning. They go out into the Olam HaMitzchar in the business world. Be'enai Re'isi, over and over again, you see they have no shaychus to Limud HaTorah. They're not kevei itim, they don't learn be'ien or be'kias garnished. By me is bara, you know what the problem is? Because they learned with she'ifa, but they didn't realize what hatzlacha is. They learned and learned to become a gadol hadar, which is important. But they wake up, I'm no gadol hadar, I'm no b'kiva ega, I'm never going to be a b'kiva ega, I'm in the business world. So v'astafich harvim, v'astafich lenin, that's it. I tried and I gave it all I got. And what should I do now? There's no gedula. I have no asidus. It's all the same mistake. It's in yeshiva. It's an out of the yeshiva. You know what's missing? You know which ingredient of Kenyan Torah is missing? Sameach b'chelkei. To realize that every blat gemara, every taisis, every rashi, every blat gemara is a Kenyan, is a hatzlacha. If you're nothing else, your koiches, or your time, or your kishreinus, and you're the lowest in yeshiva, that is because it's an olam hafach. But lemaisa el tachtoinim is lemaila. The shvacha kishrein on this world, but if he's nothing else, his koiches, he's lemaila. The person who's putting in 2 hours a day, come, he barely could do that. But lemaisa tachtoinim lemaila. Sameach b'chelkei means, try all you can and phrase it for what you have. No, Nistapik b'muit is a terrible, terrible chisaron, avada. But the Mishnah does not say Nistapik b'muit. The Mishnah says Sameach b'chelkei. Realize what your chelik is. Try to do your chelik. And when you do your chelik, be Sameach with that. There's so much chachma in that verse. A person has to try as hard as he can. And afterwards, he has to dance with simcha and praise that he is the mutzvach. And even in this world, he's tachtoinim. But that's because it's an oilam hafach. In the true world, doing your koiches is the hatzlacha. Chazal say, Misha yesh leimana reitzim asayim. If this is by money, how much more by Torah Gedosha, which is totally Torah's picha mi'alfei zov b'chasef. So why do we have so many people, whether it's yeshivalites, whether it's balabatim later, they don't have a chesik for nacha blat gemara, for nacha taisis. Is metzias of misha yesh leimon meroitzim asayim, why don't they have more chesik? Rabbi Zangezin once said, you know why? Because they feel they don't have a mana. Whatever they have, they're not happy with. Because they look at yen and they look over here, and they don't feel they have effort. If you're not sameach b'chelkei, you'll never be happy. And if you're not sameach b'chelkei, you'll never go on. And chelkei is a subjective word. Each person can see his koiches. That's his sameach b'chelkei. By looking at someone else, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra is an avla. It has to be your koich. It has to be your koiches. The Goyin writes, Panam she'odam mascha leilach b'derech hayasha. He goes on the richtige deg. How many bnei Torah he's talking about? V'achakach, that makes a kashalai, he leaves it. Pirus. Why? Whom is Troyim al Hashem? He has tainus in the Abista. Why don't they have the eyes of the Shemaya? Avala emes of the Goyim, who atmei kilkel? Why? By Mashirotza, Likvoit, the Pamachas, the Madrega el Yoina. Ruchnias does not go in one jump. Ruchnias, Aliyah in Torah, needs Hasmoda. It needs constant Haravanya. But you have to remember at the same time, Lo yata ben chorin is emes, but lo yalecha amlocha ligmar. A person has to be mesameach b'chelkei. The yikah is abisalehecha. The yikah is to phrase it with every taisis, with every stickle of gemara. The stipel in the chay olam, the chelik beis, perikid beis, writes is very stark. B'nei Torah's vision comes because they don't realize that every taisis, every blat gemara is a hatzlacha. And let me tell you, if someone finishes a Seder, let him go out the Simcha. Not Chalila because he's the Simcha that Seder is over, but he's the Simcha that he tried with all his kaifas, and he reached Spitz HaTzlacha. And if you go out with Simcha, I guarantee you'll come back with Simcha. And probably you'll come back earlier, because you realize that each word Torah is a Kinyan Nitzchi. And this is the aside of Sameach B'chelkei, to realize that Hatzlacha is each and every limud, whether it's a Taisis, whether it's a Chumash Rashi, whatever can see each Kaiches. And this is the terrible hashpa we have from America, from the Gas. This is the Sakana that makes this concept so difficult. We live in a society, the instant society. Ready-made. You don't make soup anymore, you put hot water in, and finished. You don't make challah, cake, you don't make anything. Everything is geherifayin. No yagiyah, no haravanya. Everything is instant. And a person thinks avodas Hashem is instant. It's ready made. But there's no such thing. A person has to realize, loy ata ben chayin. Each day is a hatzlacha. Phrase it with your chelik. But at the same time, don't be mistapik the muit. Every vart is a hatzlacha. And this is what's missing. This is what really felt. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't feel that we can have hatzlacha. It's always someone else, him and him, but not me. There's an unbelievable lashon from a tzaddik. His lashon I can't even understand, but with the little I understand is enough to give us chizik. K'shem she'tzarech ha'adam lahamin b'Hashem yizbarach. Just like you have to have a moon in the Eibishter, tach tzarech ha'adam lahamin b'yatzmoy. You have to have a moon in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And he explains it. The Eibishter has nachas from your learning. The Eibishter has a nachas from your learning. And you're not just the worker working today, gone tomorrow, but you are an Ephes by the Eibishter. You're not an Ephes, you're an Ephes. There's a big difference. K'shem she'tzarech ha'odam lahamin b'Hashem yizbarach, tach tzarech lahamin b'yatzmoy. And this is the lesson of the Medrash. Not everybody could be the same, not everybody could be Matzliach the same, but everybody could be his koyches. Everybody could be his gishreinus. We can't be mistapik b'muis, but we have to realize sameach b'chelkoy. And if we're doing our koyches, that's real hatzlacha. The derech aliyah, the derech of a ben aliyah, it's the Fezach Midyedavar Torah. And to realize that we have to be ourselves. And if we're trying hard, we're trying the hardest, that's real Hatzlacha. Every day that goes by, a person has to be filled with a Simcha Atzuma. Another day in Beis Medrash. Another day learning the Eibishter's Torah. Let me just say with a beautiful Maisa. Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, always said over the story. He was once covered by the Chavetz Chaim for one Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim said many things, and each one is a limud fazich. But one of them I'm going to tell you now. The Chavetz Chaim turned to Rav Shimon Schwab as a young bach. He says, "The Bista Koyim? Rather nisht." He says, "Ich bin a Koyim." Then the Chavetz Chaim says, "Avos Bishan Sen Koyim?" Rav Schwab says, "My father wasn't a Koyim. Avos nisht." Rav Shulam said he was very scared. The Chavetz Chaim was talking in riddles. Was the Chavetz Chaim making sense? Why Zayin Tata wasn't Mishkan HaKayim? Chavas Nish. And he kept asking, why aren't you a Kayim? And then he came back again, says, Ich bin a Kayim, I'm a Kayim. Then the Chavetz Chaim says, Herz Chaim, mein Kind. You know why I'm a Kayim and you're not? Do you know why for the past few thousand years my family was Kehanim and your family were not Kehanim? And do you know what it means being a Kayin? The Schus Kehuna, Matnas Kehuna, Tvayt Kehuna, everything that goes into the bracha of being a Kayin. Do you know why for thousands of years my family was Kehanim and your family weren't Kehanim? I'll tell you. Because a few thousand years ago, when Klai Yisrael was in a Shvera Matzis, when Tvayt HaTorah was at stake, when there was an ego, Moshe called out, Mi LaShem Elai, the Eibishter Kaviyachol needs help. Tvayt HaTorah needs help. And you know what happened thousands of years ago? My Zayda went running to Moshe Rabbeinu. My Zayda went to do his share. And your Zayda sat on the side. And because my Zayda helped Moshe, for thousands of years, we are Kehanim. We enjoy the privilege of Kehuna. Your Zayda, thousands of years ago, lost that opportunity. And then he turned to Rav Schwab and says, you know what that teaches you? You have to know how to respond when there's a Mila Shem Eloi. Because thousands of years your family is suffering because you lost that opportunity. And then he says, remember what I'm telling you. In every Kufa, and especially in Iksu the Mashiach, there's a call, Mila Shem Eloi. When Tvayt HaTorah, and Tvayt HaShchina, and Tvayt Yisrael is in such trouble, there's a call, whether you hear it or not, of Mila Shem Eloi. Make sure you don't lose that opportunity. Make sure you respond to the call of Mila Shem Eloi. A person has to be deaf. You have to be deaf not to hear the call of Mila Shem Eloi today. A person has to be blind. You have to be blind not to see Elban HaTorah, not to see Shiflas HaTorah. A person, each in his own, has to have a moon in himself. Has to believe that he is the one that could pick up Tvayt HaTorah. That he is the one that could pick up this terrible Elban HaTorah. You have to hear the call, Milas Shemeloi, but you have to respond. By each doing his own, by each trying to fit the chaisav, by each putting in his kaiches, that's what the Eibishter needs in this critical time. In the time, in the weeks of Nechama, we have to be Menachem Kaviyachol, the Eibishter's Torah. By using our kaiches, that's the greatest answer to Milas Shemeloi. So the Eibishter help him that in these times of Nechama will be Zoicha to the real Nechama. The Gula Kray the Mayor and Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.